Hello and welcome to another episode of Never a Straight Answer Extra, the bonus podcast we throw out in the middle of the week because they're kind of nice like that. And plus, we've always got...
That's right, we're back.
Too much crap knocking around.
Yeah.
We're back. Hiya.
Hiya. Yeah.
How's it going?
Yeah, well, Wednesday, you know, just finished work.
Ump day.
Yeah.
Ump day.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Weekend's coming up, so great.
It's not bad, is it?
Yeah.
This is it. It's like, I like the midweek show. Because I like to get a bit silly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's always some good stuff. There's always some good stories.
Some silly stuff.
We always have some stories left over. Hope everyone enjoyed the Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah.
If anything, any comments, always appreciated. Just give us a shout. Got some actual entertainment news to kick off the show. Loads of movie news. Talking about movies, since we've gone from Stanley Kubrick, we may as well talk about some movies that are out and about.
We
were talking about James Gunn not doing Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah.
Well, he's actually got a new project.
What's that?
Batman!
No. Yeah, but when's it out?
Right, well, the thing is, there's been like a whole load of kind of speculation as to whether Ben Affleck's going to reprise the role as Batman.
No, get rid.
Now, he's actually under contract for another two movies. Yeah. So, like, he's not going anywhere, and he will probably do a Batman movie. But James Gunn, apparently he's going for the younger Batman approach, and he says it's going to be more of a detective movie, where people are going to be, where it's going to be a bit more... Like, how Batman should be. He's the world's greatest detective, for God's sake.
Oh, Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, it's Batman, mate.
Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, I reckon Batman would win in a fight.
Yeah, well, fight, yeah. But, he's got Dr. Watson, you know what I mean? Dr. Watson.
He's got Alfred.
Old soldier.
He's got Alfred, mate.
Old soldier.
Alfred's an old soldier.
Well.
And he's English.
Well.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All good butlers are.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
We breed them here. Yeah. That's it. And we send them out into the world. Fucking said, here you go.
Here's your chap here.
Yeah, here's your tuxedo. Get off there and make some fucking tea.
Gin and tonic.
Yes, on the lawn. Yeah, well, like Batman and Ben Affleck's, like I say, he's not going to be in this one.
Yeah.
What you were asking when it's out?
Yeah.
You ready for this?
No.
2021.
Oh, please.
It's got a bit of a fucking.
So got another 2 years.
Got
to wait,
a long, long, long,
and
long.
It's just
way.
The beginning of this year, so. You know.
Well, like you say, he's not directing Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
He wants to do that instead, man.
But rumours are coming out about who will be directing.
It's not Stan, is it?
Nope. Oh, don't be tight.
No, dude. It'd be great if it was.
Oh, I thought you meant Stanley.
No,
Kubrick.
Yeah, Stanley
Kubrick.
Right,
no, unfortunately he's passed as well. But what I was thinking, well, basically the rumours that are coming out along the lines of who might be directing is Taika Waititi, who was the director from Thor Ragnarok. Don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah,
yet.
I thought it was good actually.
Yeah, it was very good.
I think it was good.
He kind of does the Jack Kirby styling very well. He's
fair enough. I'm happy with that.
Good shout, I think. Yeah, and I think he's got the comedy. Yeah.
Yeah.
With the characters in the space, in the cosmic Marvel universe, I think that suits it.
I think out of the comedies, I think for me, I think that's the best one.
Obviously, Guardians is a comedy as well, so it's like, it kind of like fits his style.
Yeah.
And I think there's scope there to bring Thor into it as well, because obviously he's got a good working relationship with Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah.
So, good shout. What else in terms of this stuff? John Wick 3.
Yeah, I've seen that.
My God. The only man who can kill you with whatever he finds lying about, I think he's going to kill you with a book this time.
Yeah.
So that's pretty fun.
Yeah,
can't wait to see that.
I would like
to
be the victim.
I love John Wick, though. I mean, he's one of them. It's like, the guy's got principles. What can you say?
Yeah, well,
it's like, you kill my dog, I'm going to come and get you.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it's just took it too far.
He's getting further on in the story, and it's going to end up being like a project up to about fucking 5 or 6.
What? All because of this goddamn dog.
Yeah, well, you know, you kill a man's dog after his wife's died, you're going to start some fucking trouble.
Well, he's got an arse now. He's got an arse.
he has.
He's what's it? He's
on a motorbike.
He's made the guys going for it in this one. It looks like he's actually taking on the entire world.
Yeah.
So if you're not seeing the trailer, check that out.
I mean, one of the moves I thought it was him who was getting killed, but it wasn't. And he was like, what the fuck? It was like the way he moved into it.
Reeves, he's really good at that
martial arts stuff, isn't he? He's been training for years,
and I mean, 20 years, 20, 30 years. Matrix, I think, was what kicked it off, and then he's just literally...
No, Speed.
What? Well, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember him doing very many martial arts moves in Speed.
No, but he ended up, you know, movement of...
He's not running much space on that bus.
You know, like the way he moves with his weapons and stuff like that.
Ah, right, okay,
He started training from stuff like from that, and then he went on to other, like you said, like onto the Matrix, and he's developed it over the years. It's like, he's like the perfect soldier in the
and
way
of his
movement.
And now he's going back to Bill and Ted.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, they're doing not doing a remake, but they're doing a Bill and Ted 3. It's going to be called Bill and Ted Face the Music. It's supposed to be out this year, next year. I'm not sure. I'll have to find out the release date of that. And it's about on the longer lines.
About time, isn't it?
In the original film, that they were supposed to be create music that unite the universe, right? Yeah. Well, I think this is along the lines of that they've not done that yet. So they go back in time to gather a load of musical legends to help them get this music going.
Right, okay.
Because they've been lazy, man. They've been chilling. They've not done the responsibilities.
Told you were a god, you don't have to do that.
No, you still got to put the work in. I mean, at the end of the last one, didn't they just come back looking like ZZ Top, going, I thought we need to learn how to play, and then they come back and they're all like...
Playing like fucking... Whippets.
Yeah, they're like Johnny B. Goode in it up on the stage. Like, God gave rock and roll to you and all that.
Well, they did get the gifts of the two ladies, so, you know, they've been a bit busy there.
Talking about the ladies.
Yeah.
We've got Harley Quinn movie.
All right.
It was supposed to be a standalone movie. It's coming out as Birds of Prey. So she's teaming up with a couple of other vigilante type thing. And I suppose it's going to be like the emancipation of Harley Quinn. Do you know what I mean? She's going to be fucking off the Joker, getting rid of him, and she's going solo. Kind of making it like an anti-hero, like Deadpool. Now, I see a big problem with this.
Yeah, I do.
Because it seems like we're idolising the villains more than the heroes a lot of the time. And that's not...
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, these the rogues galleries and you've got to love these characters.
Yeah.
But it's like...
trying to make him portray.
You're making
him.
The bad guy the goodie, yeah.
And the good guy the wimp in the corner. What the fuck are you messing with my shit?
Have our heroes got to have an edge?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah, they've got to have a bad side. And I think Disney are pushing this morally grey area.
Where's it going to go?
Mate, they are. They're legitimately pushing this morally grey area. You've got Star Wars, which is doing it, right? You've got the light and the dark side of the Force and this grey sort of mid-ground, right? You've got like Marvel, where they go bringing in the baddies like Loki. Loki used to be a villain in one of them.
And now he's been brought in
as a kind of a redeemed hero. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's like, that would step you in the back if he really wanted.
Exactly, yeah. So there's this mid-ground, he's helped you out in certain aspects.
He's been forced to like change because of what's happened. Mm-hmm. Ragnarok and that.
Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Well, other than that, that's pretty much my movie news for the week.
Oh.
Quite a lot to go through. There's actually loads more, but it's like, you know, we'll save that for next time.
Yeah. Well, I've got one from like the Wu-Tang Clan are making a film called Angel of Dust.
I've heard. Correct me if I'm wrong though. Yeah. The Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Nope. Oh no. Yeah.
So what are they doing? What's the film about? The Wu-Tang Clan.
Apparently, it's a true story about
the Wu-Tang Clan.
No. No.
So they're just making a. They're actually making a legitimate movie, not a documentary, rockumentary.
Yeah, no. It's based on a true story in America where I think it was about a woman who got raped and then she. Something happened with.
Sounds all right.
Basically, she's more than likely going to turn into like, you know, badass killing machine and then get up and then.
Ooh, it's not a music biopic.
No, I think it's
going to
be a thriller,
like
to be honest.
All right.
I think they're putting the serious
thing
stuff
is about that's what I like about artists. Do you know what I mean? It's like you can be an artist, you can be a rapper, you can be a fucking, I don't know, whatever type of artist you want to be. And it's like, you're creative people, so you're able to diversify and try your hand at other creative things. Do you know what I mean? That's what creative people do.
There's only one artist I hate.
What, a piss artist. Yeah, I thought you were going to say that. Have you got any news that you want to talk about? Your piss artist? Oh, yeah.
David Icke.
We talked about him last week and the lizard people. What's crack with David?
Well, apparently he might be getting banned off the internet.
Not another one.
Yep.
That's David Icke, Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Will be us next.
There's loads of smaller ones.
What about Tyler? Don't take Tyler. No, mate. No. It's like at the end of the day, I think they're taking this too far now. At the end of the day, it's like you're just trying to get your opinion out.
Yeah.
And if other people agree with your opinion, then what's the problem?
Well, the problem is that
more and more people are agreeing with these people's opinions. And
why Dragonfly is being built so they can put in and then go, no, you can't watch that. It might be true, but you cannot watch
that.
Well,
this is it. I've noticed a lot of videos that we'd normally kind of consider something we'd find in our recommends on YouTube.
Yeah, get closed down.
And generally showing up in the YouTube search. Like, I mean, they're there. And if you want to search for them, you can go and find them.
Yeah.
Or, like, if you subscribe. But it's just, like, they don't generally show up in your feed. So I mean, I understand that they're trying to get away from this and what they call fake news or misinformation, but it's not. It's a case of, you know, even if it is not true, then what's the difference? It's part of our history that like a grand lot of people. That, you know what? In 20 years, 30 years time, or how many years time, then turn around and go, do you know what? There was a period of time where a resurgence of the flat Earth theory came out, or people believe this, that, and the other. What's the point? It's part of, like, you know, our understanding of the world.
People have got different opinions, and then different opinions conflict.
What, like climate change?
No, like a big one.
Walls.
I can't remember what you call it now.
Spit it out.
getting rid of babies.
That
is a big subject, which in different countries is
euthanasia,
different.
Is it not euthanasia, is
no,
it? It's kind of
I can't fucking think of it now.
When
they're pregnant.
Abortion.
Yes, that's the word.
Sorry.
That's the word.
It escaped me for a second, that's
a big confliction around the world.
Of course,
you know what
it
I mean?
Is, and obviously people are pro-choice. People like some people respect their right to choose.
Yeah.
Some people see it as a total slight against God, and they don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But it's like you obviously get people protesting that. Yeah.
But you get people protesting everything. It's like this yellow jacket thing at the moment.
That's a sort of a problem.
This yellow jacket things is becoming a problem because at the end of the day it's like you've got everybody taking up the yellow jacket and going, yeah, I'm going to go out and protest, but over one side of the car park you've got people going, yeah, we're Brexit, yeah, we love the Brexit, and then on the other side of the car park you've got anti-Brexit, for example, right, but they're all in yellow vests.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Change your vest colour, go orange vests.
Nah, because then you're gonna get it. Then you're gonna get the same there. You'd have to have an individual vest.
What are you here supporting? Well, they used to do this. It used to be called a plaque. Get your placard out. That's what.
Get your placard out, there's the
distinction then.
Yeah.
If you're here to protest against it or for
Make someone change their mind. Here, I read this placard here. Go on, take it off me.
It's like you've just got to. It's like everyone turning up in the same football strip on the same. On the match day. Yeah. Like they come out and they're all wearing the same uniform. Yeah. It's like who do I throw to?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a mixed bag, but like it all comes onto the general topic.
Mm, yeah, well,
most of the time, not all the time. No.
It's crazy how people work, isn't it? I mean, how like how society's working and stuff like that. I've got a story here about a pot washer has been awarded $21 million or $16.3 million.
Fuck me blind.
Pounds for being forced to work on a Sunday.
Fucking
hell. I've been routed in for days that I didn't really want to work, but this is Maria Jean Pierce was fired in March of 2016 from the Conrad Miami Hotel for missing work on 6 Sundays in a row, so she could attend a church in Miami. The 60-year-old, originally from Haiti, had worked for the hotel for more than a decade and previously not been made to work Sundays. So when they started bringing it in, and she was like, fuck that, I'm in church, mate, going to church. You know, they've sacked her, and she's ended up winning crazy amounts of money. I hope she's going to donate some of that to a church. After all, it was like, you know...
Well, yeah. It was that. No doubt she will. If she's that religious, okay,
yeah, she's at least that half
of it or more.
She says, I love God. No work on a Sunday for me, because Sunday, I honour God. She told NBC News in Channel 6 Miami.
See, but she's one on the religious side, I reckon, on that.
I think so.
The only way.
And if you got a pretty kind of like religiously biased judge.
Well, what if I turn around now and go, right, you know what? I'm going to come, I'm going to go to work tomorrow and go smoke some weed.
Right, and say you were Jamaican and you were like Jar and all that.
Yeah,
you were like,
I'm going to date, you know what I mean? That's my religion now, you get me? Get out of the way. You can't stop me smoking my weed.
But is it your religion though? That's
is it fuck?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like there is a difference if you're practicing, if you're, it's like Christmas. You know, it's like I'm not a practicing anything, but I still get Christmas off. Yeah, but I don't claim to need it off because I'm for religious purposes. They just my place of business is closed.
So I can't do it. So I'm going to chill then.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So it's if I worked for say like a Jewish firm, I'm pretty sure the owners would want to take their holidays off, and it'd be that time of year. It'd be closed.
But they might want
Chinese. Well, it depends. It depends who you work for and what their beliefs are, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
That whoever is in charge. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they'd honour those religious holidays, but I think there's a difference.
You really have to, really.
Actually, you know, just not going in and saying, "Oh, I'm it's Ramadan this week, so I'm gonna claim to be Muslim." Oh, I've got.
I'm gonna have to force.
I've got a bit of Passover coming over, so you know. You'd end up most of the year taking religious holidays.
I'm a Jedi, mate. You get me? I'm a Jedi.
That's a funny one because you can actually claim to be a Jedi and put that on your passport, I think. So, yeah, if you
I'm a Jedi, man. If I carry a sword, that's because I need to. You get me?
Jedis don't
get
carry swords. They carry lightsabers.
Well, but have you got a lightsaber?
Well,
the alternative to that is a sword, mate. I'm carrying my sword.
Well, Maria Jean Pierce should be able to buy a couple of lightsabers with her mega money nowadays.
Yeah, so. Yeah, she can fucking build one.
Have you got anything else you want to talk about, sir? I've got loads of news, I've got loads of little stories.
I've got
today.
A bit on Brexit. I don't want to go on about it.
I've got one here. Go on then.
It's
go
just
on, give
basically,
us your Brexit.
You know where things
is
in recession now. Italy's now officially in recession now.
Right, okay.
So now the Italian bank chief warns no Brexit, euro's risk of market building will collapse.
What, so the euro will?
Yeah, the euro will collapse.
Well, that's nothing
yeah.
to do with us. We're on the pound, maybe.
Yeah, no, he's telling fucking Europe, like, switch on, do the deal, sort it out.
Oh, right, so he's kind of backing us up, is he?
Yeah.
Saying if they don't do it, the euro will collapse. Get in, Mr. Italy.
Yeah, because if they need the $39 billion we're going to pay you.
Yeah, well, we don't want to pay that then.
But if we have no deal, then there's no reason to pay him $39 billion.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah.
Plus we save that $39 billion, plus we go into the other fucking trade.
Yeah.
We go into there and we get $39 billion to do trade.
I told you we
so we'll
I
be
know,
more up than
I know
down.
The perfect man to get us a good deal.
Hey.
Noel Edmonds.
Yeah, well, he does know. He
knows a good deal when he sees one.
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
So, sack trees, mate. You get Noel in. And he knows how to throw a good party.
Well, yeah, but I'd rather see Mr. Blobby in there, to be honest.
Well, pretty
He'd probably do a better job.
So well, what's the long and short of this then? So are they just basically saying that there's going to be repercussions from their end if they don't come up with a deal? Because I've seen a few of the European ministers talking about it and saying, nah, fuck us.
We
don't, you know, we're not
fuck
in a position.
Fuck you.
We're not in a position to give you a deal. We don't need to give you a deal. And it's like, well, they said, we've give you a deal and you don't want it.
Yeah.
So, you know, why
it's just
is
the
it?
Irish border that's the main problem.
I understand that is the
major issue.
Yeah, well, we'll just basically but just have to say
we've got plans to put in there for 2 years, so you just keep that in.
Do you know what? If it was Trump, he'd want to build a wall across there.
That's true, and we can't build another wall there, no. No, definitely not. Well, that's another point.
What?
Well, if we don't want to build a fucking wall there, yeah. Northern Ireland don't want to build a wall there. Now Europe don't want to build a wall there. And Ireland doesn't want to build a wall there. Who the fuck's going to build that wall there then?
Who cares?
Well, all of them.
Well, not.
They
well,
all care, but none of them are willing to fucking build the fuck up because they know once they do, they start the shit again.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. At the moment, it's
so
kind
then,
of at a peaceful
no deal.
Rest, or, to a
plain
point.
And simple, no deal, because Europe ain't going to build it. We ain't going to build it. Yeah, so no deal, fuck you.
Well,
we keep the 39
it.
And
there's
go and scrub yourself.
There's loads to it, isn't there?
Yeah.
So, I think with the Brexit, it's just going to come to a point where we're just going to arrive at the date and nothing's been done. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
and
true.
That's how and it feels. We're getting
that
so close now, and it's just like, come on, guys.
Well, yeah, and the backstop ain't one of the major things. I mean, a lot of the paperwork saying we might do this, we could do that, we could do this. There's nothing set in law, so basically, you're giving us a piece of paper like money. You're giving us what
you're
it's supposed
us
to
a
be gold.
Promise. Yeah,
yeah,
you're giving
and
us
you've
a
got
promise.
Fuck all behind it. Yeah, so you get 39 billion. To help yourself for 2 years and then you'll probably come back and ask us for money when we start making it.
Yeah.
And that's where we should, no deal, fuck yous. You don't want to play fair, go and fuck yourselves. You get me? We need balls for this fucking operation.
We're had enough now.
Not
I think,
a pussy.
Do you know what? Do you know, just
and we got a pussy involved.
Get
here.
A fucking
get
sort
me.
It out, just so I don't have to listen to it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm so
oh,
bored of
but this.
But this
is
now.
The funny thing. This is the real funny thing about it.
Bored to tears with
this
Brexit.
This is the beginning.
Oh, Joe.
Yeah. You're going to be talking 10, 20 years. This is carrying on. This is just we want to leave and we'll leave on these terms. We've got to have a contract to go back to him, yeah.
What, if need
yeah,
be?
Yeah, yeah.
Nah,
you,
I think
you know
that's
what I mean?
It. One of those...
These are just all promises
just be,
that are empty from Europe.
That'll just be like, I think that'll be under a different parliament in many years' time if we decide to go back. At the end of the day, yeah, we could leave and it could be the best thing we ever did. Yeah, but you never know what's around the corner.
Well, yeah.
Now, if we decide, shit, man, that was a bad idea, we want to go back, then it's going to take someone else to negotiate that. And I don't think we're going to get a good deal on that side.
The German bank's
collapsing
as well. France is collapsing. Spain's been collapsing for a long time.
Yeah,
other countries have been slowly collapsing.
Greece has been in a bad
way
for a long way. Yeah, so I mean, a long time.
They're all
going
to turn out like Greece until something changes, and they're not changing. They need to change
certain
angles.
Well, why is it all hinge on us? Why are we so important to this thing?
Because we put in the second biggest amount of money. That's why.
This is it. We hardly get anything out of it because we don't use their currency. We don't use the currency. We literally run on our own.
Yeah, but we get a trade deal. We get a deal here. We get a deal there.
There's always been a world market. We'll always trade. There's no issue there. I think, and obviously, you know, if you've got a product that they want, they'll buy it from us. And if we want a product from them, we'll buy it from them. That's the thing.
Well, what we've lost manufacturing through it. We've lost.
This has been going on since the 80s,
exactly.
And I mean, that's a whole different kettle of fish.
Well, no, it's a part of the reason why.
Oh, yeah, obviously, but I mean, we'd end up talking about
it for hours.
And I've got a nice little story here. Remember we were talking about there was a penguin shortage? Going from the Brexit to the penguins.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been cold outside, so I've had penguins. I've been seeing a few knocking about on the estate.
Yeah. Been after my nipples.
Well,
like football stuff.
Police. Oh, this is sad. This is Sky News' attempt at humour. Police have picked up a pair of stolen penguins with a tip-off that they were basically they've turned into a cold case.
Tip-off what?
A tip-off the iceberg. They got a tip-off about where the penguins were being stashed. Northamptonshire police said the two Humboldt penguins were taken from the zoo in November, and they were able to recover the South African birds after putting their putting our beaks in. After, that's what I mean. Sky News, man, he needs to sort the puns out. The terrible. After finding a black and white animals in the property on Streely Village on Wednesday, they arrested a 23-year-old man on suspicion of burglary and theft.
What the fuck?
Penguin theft, to be precise. The police spokesman said rather than let it turn into a cold case, acted quickly on the tip-off, and the pair of Humboldt penguins have been taken back to the zoo.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they all look good. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? There's two back in the zoo.
Yeah.
Remember that we were talking
let
about
them free,
this.
Man. What's going on? Free the penguins.
Free the Northamptonshire too. Yeah, man.
What the
they've
fuck?
Been, right, so we were talking about this. They'd actually, I don't know if it was not if it was a zoo in that area, but they just built a state-of-the-art penguin facility.
Yeah.
And they were using fake penguins in the penguin retreat because they didn't have any to put in it, so they'd spent about a good 500,000 on this.
Well, they are expensive, though.
This was just on the penguin enclosure, and then all of a sudden the penguins
turned up.
Well, now they've got. I don't know if they can get shipped to them if they're missing from that zoo. Then get them back.
It might be,
they've got a whole new crib, man. They've got a brand new pen there to get chilling.
Hell yeah, I'm breaking out again. I come back, I've got a mansion.
Got a couple of little animal stories. I heard this one was recently and I thought it was pretty funny. A 3-year-old boy lost in the woods.
Yeah.
Was basically hanging out with a bear for 2 days.
Oh, fuck what? Hanging off his bed?
Well, it turns out that this kid had gone missing.
Yeah.
He was found in some sort of prickly brambles.
Yeah.
Like 2 days after going missing.
Yeah.
And he was basically, he claimed that he was chilling with a black bear.
Shouldn't eat mushrooms out in the woods.
So the story is, 3-year-old boy who went missing for 2 days has told his family he was hanging out with a bear in the woods. Cassie Hathaway was found by professional search and rescue teams near Clayton, North Carolina on Thursday, from ABC News reports. The Cavanaugh County Sheriff Office said that they responded to a tip that the youngster was heard calling for his mother. When they went out there, they found him crying, but they just basically brought him back.
Yeah.
It's been kind of obviously it's been really cold out there as well recently. So, you know, the fact that this kid survived, but it turns out that this bear's been looking after him. So he said, she added, Cassie found was found entangled in a thorny shrub about half a mile from where he went missing. And in a Facebook post that appeared to have since been deleted by his auntie, said that Cassie was smiling and talking after he was found, so he wasn't in a bad way. And she added that he was hanging out with a bear for 2 days and God sent him a friend to keep him safe.
Stoned,
and then
mate.
He says, God is... God is good. God, and miracles do happen. That's
stoned.
What it says at the bottom of it.
He was stoned. He had a mushroom. He had a magic mushroom, mate.
Well, he was.
Look at it. Look at that bear. You wouldn't want to go up to that and cuddle that now, would you?
Well, this is it. This it says North Carolina State is home to the black bear that grows up to 6 feet tall when stood up on its hind legs.
Oh, I know what happened. The bear was through the bushes and he rolled over and he picked up the kid by accident. The kid. It rolled into his fur, sat in there for a little while, 2 days and fell out.
It sounds like a bit of a kind of a Jungle Book scenario, like he's being like raised by the animals.
Yeah.
It's like apparently the black bears have an omnivorous diet, which includes fruit, berries and small mammals.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would have been on its palate, but it's mauling, isn't it?
You're
it's
a big hungry bear. And you got a little fucking creature walking towards you, going like, "Hello."
Well, it says
you'd have it.
It says
you'd have
it. The wild bears are not known for befriending humans.
Exactly, they are.
So,
proof
you know, there you go.
But then again, like I told you about the story of the bear in, I think it was, it's up in the snow in I think Greenland, and there's a dog chained up, and a bear comes and sees that dog every year, and they play around with each other. And it's like, what the fuck? It's amazing. There's a video of it on the internet. It's amazing.
We'll have to have a look at that. It's absolutely amazing. Check it out. Man. Yeah, this is it. I think this is funny because they think that animals don't, like, kind of can't cohabit. But yeah, it's like, obviously, domesticate animals and we have dogs and cats living, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Well, they're talking to each other going, like, dickhead, you know, this knobhead's done this last night.
That's it, innit? But I think, like, you know, I think most, it depends as well, because this bear might just have had a mothering instinct.
Got sore.
Do you know what I mean?
Bear with a sore head, wasn't it? Do you want to get a job? Mithering him.
You want to get a job at Sky News, you, don't you, with all these crap puns?
Mate, yeah, I know. They just keep popping into my head.
They just popped in there. Yeah. We've got Ghostbusters references on the mind tonight. Anything else you want to talk about, sir?
Japan.
Let's talk about Japan.
Japan. Well, they're not looking forward to an earthquake and a tornado.
Just another reason why natural disasters are happening super fast all the time.
Because there's a deep sea fish that come up to the surface.
You're a deep sea fish.
Fisherman. Come up to the surface when it gets really hot down.
Are they kind of like bottom feeders in the sense that they just hang out at the bottom at low depths, or are they just pressured?
Well, it's kind of like lower depths.
So they're like a climate to really low pressures.
So
I take it that if they do see them on the surface, then it's an
indication that you've got an earthquake on the way, and also you've got
because I suppose like obviously if they're down in them depths, they're used to cold sort of water.
Yeah, they're used to
and then if it changes, then it's bringing
it's
them out.
It's indicating, yeah, there's something going on in the sea, yeah.
So what are they saying it's going to indicate?
Fucking tornado.
Now, is this just speculation? How many of these fish have actually kind of turned up? Is it just the one, or is it just a...
There'll be a couple.
I'm assuming that it'll be quite a few of them. Well, something to watch out for. I mean, I think we've obviously to think that this magnetic polar shift didn't do anything. I mean, I think we were talking about it and we were speculating on what would happen. If the polar shifted. Yeah, but apparently it happens all the time. It was not going to spin us right round.
No, it depends. It depends because don't forget a lot of it is guesswork because they know it moves. It's moved before, they know roughly the timage, but the thing is, things are coming up where the time scale is like 3-4 times as long as it originally was.
Yeah, it's actually taking a lot quicker.
So it indicates it's either going to happen fast, or it's going to carry on going that way until it does come to a point where it will happen fast.
Well, it seemed to have happened fast this time, and like literally, we were talking about it. Because I think one of the episodes we put in the thing, it is our polar going to shift, and then literally a few days later, or it might have even happened before we talked about it. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But it was like, you know, we were speculating on what was happening, and now all of a sudden this polar vortex. Now, obviously, if you believe I think some people speculate that polar vortex sort of like when it shifted to the Antarctic, to where the poles are, the South and North Pole, that's what happened. It flash frozen Antarctica in that area, and very similar to what's happening in the States. So is this a case of this is going to be a permanent thing or not?
This is going to take like, if not a generation, a couple of generations through. But, like we were talking about the speed, it looks like it's speeding up.
So do you think it'll shift back?
Not at the moment, no. Mm. It will shift to the point that it would be, like,
might
spinning
be worth
a ball.
Having a look into that, having a look at, like, how they... the projections of where they think it's going to kind of move
but
to.
But there's many ones all over the world, though, as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I know, but we've obviously got a big... big one.
Yeah, and she'd have a big one at the top, big one at the bottom, which leaves like it's like a gap, and that gap is letting like the coldness from space in, sort of thing. Right. That's why it's so cold.
There you go. Well, it is cold. It's at the moment it's we're talking. Freezing, I think it's -5.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got cold toes.
Fuck.
I've got this stupid story here.
Oh, that's.
In fact, no, I'm not going to talk about that because I don't want to. Fuck him.
Don't blame you.
I'm not even going to tell you who it is. So yeah.
She's stupid though.
She's stupid and he's stupid. So I'm not going to go there. But they found 15 mummies dating back to the Pliomatic era, 305,000 to BC, 30 BC apparently.
30 BC. Roughly around when Jesus was supposed to be around.
Jesus. They've found by Egyptian archaeologists, and the Antiquities Ministry says the mummies, of which there were 12.
Oh.
Yeah. Some children were found in a burial chamber, 9 meters or 30 feet deep in the, is it the Tuna El Gala, Gabra site in Minya, south of the capital Cairo. So they were wrapped in linen and other and were kind of other stones in the coffin as wooden and wooden what's that say? Scabaghetti? It sounds Italian.
Yeah, it does.
Their identities were unknown, but officials say that they were likely to be held in important positions. I think with you saying there's 12, I think you just hit the nail on the head there. But they were saying there's 12 children.
You know, 12 is, well, 7 is as well. 12 and 7 are a...
Well, 3 is a magic number. But, I mean, there's images on the website. I mean, what's 12 and 7?
12 and 7, 19?
Yeah, no, funny fucker. What I'm saying is, well, you've just said something about 12 supposed to be and never really...
Well, 12 supposed to be a, like, kind of, you know, one of them special numbers?
Yeah.
But so 7... Seven's supposed to be for religious purpose, like you've got the, not seven wise men, there's some in like Indian culture where there's seven like apostle kind of people.
Oh, right, okay.
Like seven.
Well, this seems to be that does seem to kind of carry over across like
a lot of the religions.
But 12's
like a magic number as well. It's where
it's funny actually because I've been looking into numerology a little bit. And well, now because like do you know when you have like numbers like that are kind of prominent to you?
Yeah.
Right. I always seem to have two numbers that always kind of crop up, and I was looking into it.
I sort of got given mine.
Well,
in a way.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I was given mine because the two numbers that come up are my date of birth. Yeah, the two digits in my date of birth. Not my year, but the day and the month, right?
Yeah.
And they always come up in the same order, right? And I don't know if it's because I notice it more, but I started thinking, oh, is there something to that? Because obviously people like, someone mentioned angel numbers, and I don't know, I don't buy it, but like it's a bit sort of astrology, a bit kind of like your star sign or your horoscope.
Yeah,
I think it's one of them where you read into it what you want. Do you know what I mean? But it was interesting, but it kind of led me down the rabbit hole on numerology and what numbers mean. It's quite interesting stuff, so maybe talk about that when I can kind of get a good angle on a show.
Yeah,
one day.
Yeah, it'd be a difficult one, that one.
Oh, yeah. We've got a good show coming up this week.
We have.
Yeah,
we have.
As always.
Yeah, we always have a good show.
So, it's something to look forward to. So, make sure you do subscribe if you're not already.
Yeah.
Obviously. Oh, yeah, I knew there was something we didn't mention last week.
What was that?
Patreon. We didn't tell the people to get their hands in the pockets.
This week, you mean?
Yeah, obviously this week. Yeah. Like, last episode. Yeah. Main episode.
Yeah.
We didn't say... Get your hands in your pocket, stick a quid in the pot.
Yeah, just cut
off. It's all for a good cause. Yeah, we need some new kit.
Yeah, we definitely need kit.
So, you know, and new obviously it's all going back into the show. Plus, we're running competitions. We've got a competition still running if you want to get involved. We were trying to wait until we had a decent number of people before we did the draw.
But I think the draw's going to have to come to an end soon.
Yeah,
we
I think so.
Can't keep it going.
We can't keep it going too long. Yeah.
So there's going to be a winner soon.
Oh!
Yeah!
And the winner gets We've got a couple of prizes.
Yeah.
There's a Never a Straight Answer mug.
Yeah.
There's also the Big Book of Conspiracy Theories, so yeah, you can play along at home.
Yeah.
And a little other thing there. Yeah. Well, you never know what might come through the post.
Anthrax.
No, I'm only joking.
Your box of shorts. One.
You can fetch high prices in China.
Well,
from Japan for that.
Yeah, you can sell your knickers online, you know.
No, I was in at Ashton, and I went into a public toilet, and there was a poster advertising that very thing, that
was
very
it?
Service. Yeah, in the gents. So I was like, that's pretty. That's pretty horrible.
You're into that. Yeah. Nah, not me.
If you want to subscribe to us, you can get us on iTunes, leave us a rating, that'd be really helping us out.
Yeah.
Subscribe only takes a second, and you'll be making my day, you're having a really good day.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we forgot to talk about Red Dead Redemption earlier.
Oh yeah.
You can row.
You're going to be able to row to the other islands.
Yeah, get yourself over to Guam.
You're going to have to put in the effort, because it's not going to be a small little row.
Oh, it's a mooch.
Yeah.
Yeah, thought we mentioned that. Yeah, if you want to get on and chat to us about anything at all, if you've got a story you'd like to send us.
Got a problem with your fish.
If you've got a problem with your wife, husband, you can always talk to Agony Uncle Taylor.
Yeah.
He'll sort you right out.
Auntie Taylor's here for you anytime, lovey.
Bless you. He'll get you some pink wafers.
Oh, and give you a pink eye.
A cup of tea. we'll just get in touch.
Yeah.
neverstraightanswer@gmail.com. You can get us on Twitter at NASA_never. Instagram, which is Never a Straight Answer. And just generally subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah. We're here.
And that's pretty much it. Just a general funny piss about episode midweek.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed
it. Give a smile on your face, we hope.
Yeah. So we'll see you next week
for
another episode of Never a Straight Answer. I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
Peace.
Out. You got any waffles?
What sort of waffles? Eggos?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Not got any.
Oh, damn.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.